So welcome to our May Day. Welcome to our May 1st Beltane Shamanic Mentorship Session on May 1st, 2019. I'm really excited to be here with you all. I'm really glad that you all are here. I would love to welcome some new folks. I know that Ember is here and we have welcomed them in the Facebook group. I want to say hi to Janelle, who also just joined. Janelle, if you want to hop into the Facebook group, then everybody else will say hi too. If you're not a Facebooker, that's fine. A Facebooker, that's a word. That just became like a thing. But we do have a private Facebook group and you should have the link for that. You're welcome to hop in whenever you'd like. We have somebody else who's new. I don't know if they're here tonight, but they haven't joined the Facebook group either. But that's where we get to connect and share and meet everybody. So I'm really glad that we've got some new folks here. It's nice to bring in new energy, and don't hesitate to reach out with any questions if you're a new person. If you're not a new person, you can't ask me any questions. No, I'm just kidding. But if you have new person questions, you can, Tracy's cracking up. I'm just kidding. You can always ask questions. But if you're a new person, I'll answer them. I'm being silly. So I really am excited to have new energy here and new people here. And I'm also really grateful to see those of you who've been really committed to this process. I see a lot of shifts and changes happening, and especially with those of you that I get to see regularly or connect with in the Facebook group. I love hearing what's happening for you, or if you want some kind of support, or you know, the magical things that are going on and the confirmations and the affirmations. And I love to hear what the session was like for you as well. I think it's really neat to see people interact and to see how we learn from each other. So your experience tonight will be different from somebody else's. And when you all share that, then we get to learn from each other. And I really appreciate that. So thank you for sharing in the Facebook group, and please feel free to do that. I know that sometimes when we first finish the session, you're not in the space to get on Facebook. That's totally fine. So whenever you're feeling it, hop on there and please feel free to share, because it's really nice to stay connected. And I feel like, especially those of you who I'm not able to see in person, or if you haven't been able to be at the retreat, the Facebook group is really how we're getting to know you. So as much as I understand not wanting to be on Facebook very much, if you're able to check in and comment or share, I really appreciate it. It's a lot of fun to connect with you that way. And speaking of retreats, just a reminder, we're going to send out a link so people can start signing up, because people have already been asking Madison to hold them a space, which is awesome. The retreat is here in Asheville, up on top of a mountain, beautiful, October 11th through 13th, only available for those of you in the mentorship. We always have a really good time. It's a great way to come and sit with me, the advanced students, the apprentices, with each other, and be in ceremony together. And I've been talking to a couple people about doing some new and different things in October. I really want to change it up a little bit while also doing some of the things that you all really love and ask for us to do every single time. So we're going to have some new things and some of our tried and true ceremonial and ritual things that I know are really appreciated and you all like a lot. So that's going to be great. I also have some new ideas as far as the mentorship. And I'm still putting them in a container and navigating exactly what that will look like, because I really like to keep it open to spirit. When we show up, I'm going to put this on speaker view so I don't have like 4,000 boxes. That's easier. There's a lot of stuff going on with all those boxes. I get a little distracted by all the, what is that? Brady Bunch boxes. So, but in talking to students and in the mentorship, as well as students in person, and recognizing that container is good, and people like to have a sense of beginning and completion, and I totally understand that. I like container to a certain extent. I also don't like container sometimes. I guess it's because I'm a Pisces, but I need container because I'm a Pisces or whatever. Those are my excuses. I'm sticking with it. At the same time, this is a never ending, it's an infinite, always happening journey. So I don't really set this up as you do this and then you finish here and then you're done, because you all know you're never done. This is the journey. It's not something we just do and we complete. That's like doing yoga for 3 months and then you've yogaed and you're done. And you know, it doesn't work like that. Practices are for the rest of your life. And that's the beauty of practices. At the same time, the feedback I'm getting and what I'm recognizing is that people do like container and do like to have a sense of completion, even within the infinite journey that never really ends. So I'm working with some ideas to create some focus for us so that we can do things together. Because I found that when we did, was it 80 days of journaling? And we all did that together. Even if, okay, it's getting way too hot in here. I told y'all it's like the heat of the day. I'm gonna have to change rooms next time. Let me pull up all my lion mane hair here. When we did those, that journaling work together, even those of you who didn't necessarily keep it up every single day and maybe it wasn't your primary practice, I still feel like we bonded more as a group. We had something in common that we were all bringing energy to, and that amplifies the medicine. And I really appreciate that. So one of the things I'm going to start doing is bringing in some more focus on things that we can do together. And what's important to me is that you create relationship. And I've mentioned this numerous times, relationship with your guides, relationship with teachers in the seen and unseen realms, relationship with plant medicines, relationship with anything that is a tool and a support to you. So I'm going to start creating more focus and container around helping you create relationship. Somebody commented that they'd never been able to connect with the fairy realms, and which we'll be doing tonight because it's Beltane and why not? And it never occurred to me to take you all into the fairy realms because I forget that you don't necessarily think to go there. For me, I go wherever I want to go, and it never occurs to me not to go there. So I have to remember that not everybody thinks like me or works like me and offer you the opportunity to go to these places. And I want to remind you, wherever you want to go, you're welcome to go. You want to connect with fairies. You want to connect with dragons. You want to connect with elves. You want to connect with trolls. You want to connect with elementals. Whatever it is, go for it. Archangels, ascended masters. It's really about a willingness to go there. I also want to let you know that the turkeys just showed up. They want to say hi. They've come for their second dinner, like second breakfast. They're coming for second dinner. So they just got my attention outside. And I saw a bunny rabbit in the yard today. So for those of you who like to say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit on the first day of the month to bring in abundance and prosperity, now's your opportunity to do that. I like to remind people that's an old thing that I learned as a kid, and I still like to do it. I do find that those are the months that abundance and prosperity amps up, the months that I remember. So can't hurt if you want to rabbit, rabbit, rabbit for a minute. So one of the things I'd like to do this month as a group is focus on a particular flower and help you create a relationship with it. Because I went outside today. These are not all, just got really close up to the camera. I'm so goofy. These are not all buttercups, but this is a lot of buttercups. There's also some of the aster daisy family, the other one, dandelion family in there too, but this is a lot of buttercups from my yard. I told my yard guy is so confused. I'm like, the grass is like 3 feet tall, and I'm like, you can't come yet. I have to get the buttercups first. I literally won't let him mow my yard. He can't come in early spring because of the morels underneath the apple trees. And then I'm like, don't come now because I've got to get – there's all these things I eat and forage and collect. My yard guy, he's figuring me out, but he kind of thinks I'm a little nutty. I tell him that I'm eating my yard, and he doesn't quite understand. So I didn't let him come today because I wanted to collect some collect these before he mowed them down. So buttercup to me is very much connected with fairies and spring, and it's so bright and cheery and one of the first flowers that comes up in the year. You'll see them throughout the summer, but they're a very early blooming flower. And I knew some of what their medicine was about, but I was looking specifically today to see how they connected in with, there's a big old male turkey out here that just fanned his whole thing, and he definitely got my attention. So hopefully the ladies are paying attention too. I'm gonna not look at this big old male turkey who's all doing his thing. He's peacocking. But I really found some interesting information that I did not know about buttercup, or I had forgotten. And I wanna share it with you because I thought it was really neat, especially since we're going to be working with the fairy realms tonight. So there's a lot of different information about buttercup. It's about humility. They say it's about neatness. It's about being childish and childlike, about being charmed. And it's part of the ranunculus family. If you've ever seen ranunculus flowers, they're pretty big and they're really beautiful. They're also an early spring flower. So they were talking about, there's two things that I thought were really neat that I wanted to share with you, and please feel free to do more research. Buttercup's listed in my Plant Spirit Totem book, and you can find all sorts of information online. But in some areas, it's considered, they think of it as a weed. And so they were saying, it was really interesting to me because I don't think of anything as a weed, but they were talking about in the places where they don't like it, it's considered ingratitude, like not gratitude or ingratitude, like if you don't have gratitude. And in the places where they consider it a weed, it's connected with not having gratitude. And in the places where it's appreciated, it's more about gratitude and cheeriness and brightness. So, it really has to do with how it's received, and that depends on the person. The two pieces I wanted to bring in tonight that I really liked, there's a story that one day when Coyote was tossing his eyes in the air and catching them again, because that's what Coyote does, pulls out his eyes, tosses them up in the air, and then catches them again and plays with them. And one day as he was tossing his eyes up in the air and catching them again, an eagle swooped down and stole his eyes. And poor Coyote did not know what to do, and so he fashioned new eyes from buttercups. And to this day, buttercup flower is also referred to as Coyote's eyes in a lot of places in the United States. So I thought that was a really neat story. I had not heard that one before. The one that I had heard before that I wanted to bring in tonight, because I'd really like for you to bring in buttercup, it's not necessarily something you may have thought to work with before, and I'd like to get you connected in with energies you may not have connected with before. There's another legend that fairies are responsible for buttercups, and there was a group of fairies that saw an old miser crossing a field with a sack of gold, and they stopped him, and they asked for some of his gold. They wanted alms. He didn't want to share his gold. So he said, no, I don't want to share. And he continued on his way. But before he could leave, the fairies took a blade of grass and cut a hole in his sack. And so as he was leaving, crossing the field, his coins were dropping out of the bag, and everywhere they landed created a buttercup. So that's how the fairies work with buttercup medicine. And I thought that was really fun and really sweet. I want to bring that in tonight because if you want to connect with certain energies, you want to go where you perceive that they live. You know, I like to find fairies when I go through the woods. I find little holes in the bottoms of trees or maybe in the forest floor. And I'm like, ooh, fairy hole. You know, it's a little portal into the fairy world. There's places that will feel like fairy places or places that will feel like maybe there's a troll under that bridge for real, you know, especially when I'm out in the woods hiking. And so even when you're working in the shamanic realms, you're going to want to go into a space that feels like a fairy space, and buttercups are one of the flowers that fairies are connected with. If you have other things that connect you with fairies, you're more than welcome to work with that tonight. But I like to work with energies like this, and a lot of people that I work with have fairy medicine. And my experience of humans on the planet who carry fairy medicine is that often it's really difficult for them to be incarnated in a human experience. Our bodies feel really dense to them and heavy, and they feel really grounded, but not in a way that they want to be. They want to be able to fly more. Sometimes people with fairy medicine have a hard time really being in their bodies fully because it doesn't feel comfortable. It feels small, and they're not light and airy and with that fairy energy that they're used to. So I've worked with a lot of fairy people, humans with fairy medicine, who have had a lot of grief around being feeling kind of stuck in human form. It's not everybody, but I definitely have worked with that a lot with clients and students, so that if that resonates for you, that explains what's going on. I feel that fairies are an aspect of star beings on the planet in a more earthly way that we can connect with, because I can say that 100% of the people I've worked with who have fairy medicine are connected in to star being energies, which is another form of ancestors. Star beings are ancestors, just a different way of connecting with ancestors, a different layer of ancestors, so to speak, and a different realm of ancestors as well. And so people with fairy medicine are connecting with these fairy energies, but if they track it back far enough, they'll end up working with star beings. And I find that star beings will come in as fairies to make it easier for us to connect in, to make it easier for us to understand, to have something tangible to work with. Because if you talk about a star being or this ancestral energy out in the stars, that's kind of amorphous and not necessarily tangible, but everybody can grasp an idea of fairy. So there's people in this group that I know have fairy medicine. I'm not going to say anybody's name, but you know, but there's definitely people in this group. I can hear one of you giggling because you know I'm talking to you. She knows who she is. There's a lot of you with fairy medicine, and we can all work with fairy medicine and connect in, and you can invite them into your space, into your home, onto your land. If you have land, you definitely want to let them know if you want them to be on your land or be more present on your land. You know, they're not necessarily easy to find in cities. They can be in cities. You can call them in. They're very easy to find in the woods and places where you would expect to find them without all the city energy. They love shiny things. So literally put out shiny things if you want to draw them in. Crystals or other things that will get their attention. You know, the people who have the fairy hair and they put the little things in their hair, the little strands of colors and all of that. They love that kind of stuff. And even if you don't live in the country or you don't have a yard, maybe you're in an apartment in town, you can still invite them into your apartment in the same way that you would invite them onto the land. You just put those gifts out in your apartment. They love gifts. G-I-F-T-S, not gifts like the memes that we send each other on the phone. They love for you to leave them little presents. Anything shiny, anything magical, anything special to you, anything that's playful. At the same time, sometimes fairies let you know they're there by making something disappear that you know was just there 2 minutes ago, you know, and like your keys or, you know, different things that you swore it was right there. It's not there. You go looking for it everywhere. You come back and it's right there. And I've had this happen with people. I worked with a client who invited in fairies into her home. She was in like Charlottesville or something. So she wasn't out in the country and she did all this, made an effort to invite them in, and she kept losing things and the fairies were playing with her because she invited them in. You know, so you're going to want to talk to them about that because they're little tricksters. They love to do that kind of stuff. And I don't feel like they're being mean at all, but they like to play. They like, this is their way of making jokes. And they do have a bit of that coyote vibe about them. So if you invite them in and things start happening like that, you're going to want to talk to them and say, hey, please stop hiding my keys or stop hiding whatever it is you really need that they're purposely hiding for you. You can leave them sweets. You can leave all sorts of things. So they definitely respond to presents. They like for you to leave them things. And some people will sometimes make little fairy houses in their yards. Some people will actually build little houses for fairies and people will purchase them. But you can totally make a little fairy space. And it's really whatever feels good to you. Think in terms, make, you know, go back to if you were 5 or 6 years old and you were going to create a space to invite in fairies, then you'll know exactly what you need to do. You know, just think glitter, think shiny, think playful. I've never found fairies to be malicious in any way. If you're dealing with something that doesn't feel nice and feels more malicious, then I personally don't think you're dealing with the fairy energy. Although sometimes energies and entities can shapeshift and it might show up in that way. But I personally never found any fairy energies to be, to feel negative or dark. So that's my experience. And I have a good time working with them. They definitely help me remember to play. And just like these flowers, you know, when I'm out in the yard and I see these buttercups, definitely it just makes me smile, and I kind of feel like I'm 5 years old again. And I'm out there with my little scissors talking to them and asking them to come be in this jar of water and chatting with them. And they're just, to me, they're bubbly like a fairy energy, and they just sprout up everywhere like a fairy energy. So over the course of the next couple weeks and this month, I'd really like to have you focus on, when you go into shamanic journey, focus on connecting with the fairies. If they're brand new for you, then just practice and see how they show up for you. If you've been working with them for years, then you can deepen and strengthen your relationship and see if there's any new things you can learn. And work intentionally with the medicine of buttercup and see what it's bringing for you. To me, reminds me a bit of calendula, in that it's not sticky like calendula, but to me the bright yellow is like a healing balm, B-A-L-M, for your heart. You know, it's one of those things that when you really take a minute and look at it, you can't help but smile, and that's heart healing. So I'd really like to take the next 2 to 4 weeks and focus on heart healing and play, because we do a lot of intense healing work in these sessions, and it'd be nice to bring some lightness in a different way. Sometimes we do that with hummingbird in different ways, but I'd really like you to connect in with buttercup and fairies for this month. And then share your experiences in the group. If you've been working with fairies for years, you can share your experience. Please remember that it's your experience. And so don't tell other people how it works. I don't tell other people how it works. I always just say, this is my experience. So, but I'd love to hear your fairy experiences. So what I'd like to do tonight is shamanic journey to connect with fairies and connect with Buttercup specifically, and see how that flows for you, see where that takes you. And then depending on how long that lasts, I'm just going to let spirit decide how long that lasts. Then if we have some time, I'll check in afterwards and see if anybody needs anything. And as I mentioned in the beginning, I'm going to start making more of an effort to work in specific ways like this, so that you have a focus and you can have a sense of accomplishment, you know, that you've checked in, you've created these relationships. I feel like we won't always do that. I don't want you to feel stuck in that, but I want you to have a sense of completion, you know, a sense of moving forward with this, because I know that this work, I know from experience, it's just circles that always go out, but then the circles start again. So you have a sense of, oh yeah, I just got through that phase, and then boom, the little circle starts again and starts moving out again. So like if you throw a pebble into a pond and the circles start to go out, you get to the bigger rings, you're like, yeah, all right, I got that. And then another pebble goes into the pond and starts all over again. And as humans, we kind of want to feel like a minute where we can go, I did that, I completed that, before it starts again. But it always starts again. It's concentric circles, always moving in and out, in and out. So I'm going to create a way for you to have a little bit more container, to have a sense of completion. We like completion as humans. Most of us grew up in the public school system, so you're used to level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5. We need to deprogram from that, but at the same time, let's work with some of those programs to have a little bit more fun with it. Oh, I know what I want to do after we journey. After we journey, I brought the angel cards in, so Sandra, remind me, because once we journey, who knows what I'm going to remember. The fairies might make me forget. So I want to pull an angel card for everybody before we go. And before we journey, I'm not kidding about fairies, okay? So I'm going to tell you a true story, and then we'll journey. I went up to, I think it was Craggy Gardens. I've hiked there before. I know Craggy Gardens. It's up on the parkway. Not a big deal. I was just going to go for, you know, just hike around for a couple hours. And the fairies were like, come this way, come this way. Come. So I kept following them and following the energy. And I kept following them and following the energy. And I kept following, and I was thinking, you know, I'm going downhill for a really long time. And I thought, well, it's okay. It's on the parkway. I'm going to pop out on the parkway at some point, then I'll just get a ride from somebody. You know, it's a bunch of tourists driving on the parkway, or locals. And I'll just get somebody to drive me back towards Craggy Gardens and walk to my car. And I kept thinking, I'm going to pop out on the parkway eventually. And I never did. And it's getting quieter. It's getting darker. I'm almost out of water. My cell phone was just about dead. And this was back in the day of flip phones, by the way. So this was not like, you couldn't ping me, GPS me. Like, I was out there. And I ended up at this gorgeous waterfall. And I was like, wow, yay, the fairies brought me here. And then I was like, because now it's dark and I've got no food left. And I'm realizing I got to get all the way back up that mountain to my car. And there's no way I'm going to do that before it gets dark. Absolutely no way. I had gone into this fairy vortex and had no clue how far away I was from anything. And I had a, just enough service to text a friend and say, I'm lost in the woods. This is what I did. Craggy Gardens. I went down whatever trail. I need somebody to come get me. And then she's like, okay, hold on. Let me make a call. So shorts, and I've never, ever, ever gotten lost in the woods, ever. And I spent a lot of time in the woods. And I try to sometimes go to places that I've never seen. I still don't get lost. I was about 15 miles deep in national park land, and I didn't even know it. And I'm so glad I didn't try to walk back, because that was, it was going to be 3 a.m. before I got back up there. And I swear, it was those blasted fairies kept telling me, I'm not even kidding, the fairies kept saying, and all this magical stuff and lights. And I was just totally like tripping on fairies, man. I was just totally in their world. And so I get a text, you need to go down this trail. You're going to hit an unpaved road and walk to something. And I walk to where it hit some other, these are like fire roads out in national parkland. And about 45 minutes later, and it's pitch black dark by this point, this truck from a local fire department pulls up, and these two good old boys are like, hey, you lost, and are just laughing at me, you know, because I'm way out in the national forest. And I had a very interesting experience getting back to my car. It was a very long drive all the way, because I had gone over the mountain and gone back down the other side and didn't even realize it. And it was the fairies. It was totally the fairies. And I'm serious. I'm not even kidding. So fairies, I had a magical experience. It all worked out. But there was that moment of, I'm alone and it's dark and I'm out of water and I'm in, and I don't know where I am. And fairies are like, we had a good time. Don't care. What's up? What's next? You know, that was totally their vibe. So I don't feel that they're malicious. I do feel that they're playful in a way that they don't necessarily think about responsibility or if you're going to get lost. That's not their problem. They have fun things to do, you know? So that's why I just want to let you know they're super fun. I'm totally fine. It was a funny story, a great learning experience. And now I'm going to be a little bit more paying attention if the fairies lure me down a trail again. I'm definitely going to pay a little bit better attention and keep some breadcrumbs for myself so I can find my way back, if you know what I'm saying. So that was one of my experiences with fairies, where I feel like they got the last laugh for sure. So, but I love fairies. I love being with them, and they're super fun to find in the woods. And if you find a spot in the woods that you feel that they're close by and you start leaving gifts, they will start showing up. They will start congregating. Sometimes they won't show themselves to you until they know that it's safe to do so. And another place that they're really, you can really easily find them is near Pink Lady Slippers. I don't know if they grow where everybody lives, depending on where you are, but they definitely grow here. Pink Lady Slippers are very magical. Very hard to find. Usually they'll hide themselves just like fairies will. And I've walked down a trail and nothing was there and connected with the fairies and the energies and came back and suddenly realized there was like 7 or 10 Pink Lady Slippers there, but they'd hidden themselves. Pink Lady Slippers grow in such a way that if you uproot them and try to take them home, they'll die. They are connected under the earth and the ground in such a way that they can't be replanted. You can't take them home and try to make them grow in your yard. You can't put them in a pot. They won't make it unless they're connected to certain nutrients and things. There's a whole thing they got going on under the earth. And sometimes people will take them, and they started to become kind of scarce because people were doing that, and it kills them instead of helping them proliferate. My experience is that Pink Lady Slippers is another flower to connect with if you want to connect with fairies. And they're very good at going invisible, just like fairies are. But if once they recognize that you're someone they can trust, they'll start showing up for you. Okay? So let's do a journey. I'm going to go open the curtain. So take a minute, breathe into your belly, ground your energy. Just take some nice deep breaths. So for those of you who are new and maybe haven't journeyed with me before, you're going to use your sacred imagination and find some sort of portal door. It can be anything you choose, as long as you can have a sense of closing it when you come back. So using your sacred imagination, find that portal door. Go ahead and step through it into a sacred space that you create. Those of you who've journeyed with me before, go ahead and find your sacred space that you're used to working in. And take a moment and connect with your sacred space. Get a really good visual in your sacred imagination of that sacred space. Connect with your guides. And setting the intention with your guides that you'd like to connect with the fairies tonight. Get to know them better. So take a moment to invite in Buttercup. Buttercup flowers, the spirit of Buttercup. And since I mentioned it, if you'd like, if you know what Pink Lady slippers are, you're welcome to connect and bring them in as well. Bring in Pink Lady Slipper and the spirit of Pink Lady Slipper. See those beautiful flowers around you. And setting the intention to connect with the fairy tribe. However you connect with them is perfect. Maybe you find yourself going somewhere to find them. Maybe they come to you. You can talk to them. You can ask them questions. You can ask to receive gifts. You can ask them to take you on a journey. So just go ahead and set that intention and have some fun with the fairies. Buttercup, buttercup. Buttercup, buttercup. Buttercup, buttercup. Buttercup, buttercup. Buttercup, buttercup. Berry medicine. Buttercup, buttercup. Fairy medicine. Buttercup, buttercup. Pink lady slipper. Buttercup, buttercup. Pink lady slipper. Buttercup, buttercup. Fairies, fairies. Buttercup, buttercup. Fairies, fairies, buttercup, buttercup, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Buttercup, buttercup, medicine, fairies, medicine. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Pink lady slipper, medicine. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Pachamama medicine, gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Star, star beings, medicina. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Dreams, dreams, medicine, dreams, medicine. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Beltane medicine, Beltane medicine. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Medicina forest, forest medicine. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Wake up, wake up, wake up from the dream. Merrily, 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 all is not what it seems. Fairy medicine, fairy medicine. Fairy, 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 fairy medicine. Thank you. Take a nice breath into your belly. And staying with those fairy energies, I want you to find a flower in your sacred space, whatever flower you'd like to connect with. It could be buttercup, pink lady slipper, or something else that's really special to you. And I want you to dive into that flower, straight into its petals and stamens and right on down through the stem and into the earth, into the magic that that flower holds, and really feel and see yourself traveling through the realms of the flower. There's many, many magical realms of flowers that have nothing to do with going down into the earth and into the roots. So journey into those magical realms of the flower. And even as you stay one with that flower, make your way back to your sacred space and the fairies, maintaining that internal connection with the beautiful flower that you dove into. If you have any gifts that you'd like to give the fairies, you can do that now. And in the realms, you can magically appear any gift you'd like to give them. And if they have a gift for you that you'd like to receive, you can do that at this time as well. Picking a beautiful buttercup from your sacred space. Take a moment to acknowledge and thank Buttercup Medicine for all that it brings, heralding the spring. And bring that buttercup into your heart with the intention of creating a deeper relationship with this medicine. Invoking Buttercup as our teacher at this time, and the fairies as our guides at this time. and allowing ourselves to really connect in with our child self who still believes in magic, who knows the fairies are real. And just allowing yourself to create a place of completion for now with your guides and with the fairies. And when you're ready, you can step back through your portal door into this space where you are now physically in human form. You're welcome to bring your guides. And if you'd like, you're welcome to invite the fairies in. Feel those energies circled up around you. And then when you can feel those energies around you, remember to close your portal door behind you. You can gently open your eyes. And I encourage you to have a little bit of water once you're back. That was different. I'm not used to singing in fairy, so I had no idea what was going to come through. And they literally were just like, row, row, row your boat. Life is but a dream. That's all they were saying to me. And I was like, of course, that's all you're saying. There's just this magical, mystical energy coming through. These bells that I'm using for the fairies are actually, I hope you could hear them when I was doing the journey. They're very sweet, aren't they? Sometimes, I'll use them in ceremony or in a private session if I really need to lighten the energy. Somebody's really needing the energy lightened up. These are actually, I think they're from Nepal or India. So they're probably more like Buddhist bells, but to me they sound like fairy bells. And I don't know if you can see them rolling up there. It's a very long strand that hangs. So for those of you who've been to ceremony, and you sit in my living room for cacao ceremony, and when they're hanging next to the healing room door, and you've heard people lean back, and they'll clang, those are the bells that they're accidentally clanging. So those are the bells that wanted to come in. And I also used this little bell from Peru. But that felt like a bigger energy, and I wanted to balance that with the light fairy bells. So. If you don't feel like you got to complete with the fairies, you're welcome to go back in at any time. Keep connecting with them. Keep connecting with Buttercup, especially if it doesn't resonate for you. It took me a long time to be open to connecting with the fairies. And then I was like, why was I so resistant to that? It took me a long time to connect with angels too, because I was super resistant back in the day to angels. I had all these ideas based on what I'd seen other people doing or saying. And then I realized I get to have my own relationship with these energies, and they're very different for me than what other people were sharing with me. So you get to create your own relationship. And if it feels silly, it's good. That means it's shifting things. That means it's helping you deprogram. It's good to be silly. It's good to have fun. We do a lot of intense work in this mentorship and in the trainings and in the ceremonies. And I too get to remember to lighten it up and have a little bit more fun with it. I like to be goofy and make you laugh and tell jokes and all that, be silly. And we get to work with medicine that makes us smile, you know, and brings us back to that lightness and to your little child self, little girl, little boy, little child energy. Before all the forgetting happened, you know, and there was a lot of forgetting for a lot of forgetting for a lot of us. And I feel like people who are drawn to this kind of work are wanting to remember, and you do remember, and that's why you're drawn to this kind of journey. So I have no doubt that fairies are just as real as like when Maladoma talks about that. I may not be saying this right. Gina Marie can tell you how to say it probably, but the Contombly, I don't know if I said that correctly, but the little people, and they're, you know, these energies. Picasso said anything you can imagine is real. And I really believe that. I believe that it wouldn't come into our sacred imagination unless it existed somewhere. So trolls and elves and all this stuff, all these things that we see in movies and we call them fantasies or sci-fi, they exist. It's just we don't necessarily feel them or see them in this realm, so we've just relegated it to fantasies or stories or movies. But I truly believe that we would not have... There's a big old deer in my front yard that just walked by the window. Talk about magic. Wow. There's a lot of magic going on. So there you go. There's confirmation. But I really believe that these... And the cows are watching that deer. They're like... side eye in the deer. Y'all should really come and just hang out with me one night while we do this, because there's so much going on. But I do believe that these things that we come up with in our sacred imagination and then we put them out there as if they're fantasy, they're not. Even if we feel like we're making it up, we're actually telling stories of other dimensions, lifetimes, timelines, and realms that we're remembering. And I also believe that we're manifesting through those stories. So hold on a second. I wanted to see if I could show you the deer, but he kept walking down the road, but or she. Wow, that was gorgeous. That deer was huge. There's a lot going on here in magical bloom land. So I want to pull some angel cards for a word for you for the next couple weeks that you can play with. Okay, Judy, are you excited? Judy's all excited. She's clapping. So Judy, I'm going to pull for you first. You got peace. Okay, so this will be your word for the next couple weeks to kind of meditate on, have some fun with. Now the boxes move, so I have to make sure. Okay, Linda, resilience. That's a good word. Okay, Gail, this is a fun game. We haven't done this in a while. Efficiency. I know that's not a very fun word, is it? You want a different one? Release. Okay, I kind of feel like that's, Hold on. Let me see if y'all can see. If you can see. Can you all see that? Can you see the deer? Okay, I got really excited and I wanted to show you. Okay, let's pull some more angel cards. I know y'all have seen deer before, but it's hanging out in my front yard. It's really pretty. So you got two pretty good ones to work with there, Gail. Not super fun necessarily. Janelle, you get forgiveness. Forgiveness. Is that a good one? Shelly, gratitude. That's a good one. Okay, Miss Aquila, Lady of the Fire, you get respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. Michelle, out in Cali, honesty. Let's see, Kenneth Phipps. Hey, Ken, you get truth. I think that's what you've been looking for lately. That's a good one. Laura Thomas in Little Rock, Arkansas. Ah, inspiration. That's a good one. Jennifer Rambo, spontaneity. So do something real quick that's spontaneous. Jessica Rasmussen. I hope I said your name right. Freedom. That's a good one. Gina Marie, humor. I don't know if she's there. She might still be journeying. I'll tell her later. Misty. Awakening. Awakening, that's a good one. Hi, Miss Melina. Light, that's a good one. Jess, you're the fairy I was talking to. You knew that, didn't you? You totally knew that. I know you did. She is such a fairy. You need to like post a picture of you in the group because you have literally come in as a fairy. So you get strength. Okay, you get strength. I'll pull one for you, Bobby. Balance, okay. So Paula, glad to see you. Hope your finger's okay. Vision. Vision, vision. Let's see. Becky, you get purpose. You got purpose, Becky. Tracy Asher and your buddy Joe, you get clarity. That's clarity for Tracy. And I think that's, is that Aramy on the phone? I think that's Aramy. You get trust with somebody smudged cacao on the trust card. I'm going to have to clean that up. Somebody pulled it at cacao ceremony and smudged chocolate all over it. So Aramy, you get trust. Tracy, did I give you one? Tracy Prater? Do you need one? Authenticity. Authenticity, baby. Sandra Holden. Okay, last but not least, compassion. Well, that's nice. If I didn't, did I pull for everybody? I think I did. So that's going to be your word for the next couple weeks. Oh, Ember. Oh, I pulled a blank one. It means you get to write your own story, but I'm gonna cheat. I'm going to give you another one. Enthusiasm. So you get to write your own word for the next 2 weeks and have a lot of enthusiasm about it. So I'll pull one for me because I'll do this with you. And I really want you to stay focused on this word, communication. Like, I don't talk enough, right? So I got communication. So I think I got everybody. That's fun. That gives us a word to focus on for the next week or two. Definitely keep connecting in with the fairies in a way that feels good for you. If you have ideas for other people, you're welcome to share that in the group page. I'd love to hear about your journeys tonight in the group page as well. That was new for me. I haven't sung in fairies before, so that's a lot of fun learning how to do that too. And connect with Buttercup. I feel like sometimes we get drawn to like the big energies, eagle and, you know, and like, and rose and all these kind of things that are kind of more typical or traditional medicines that people want to connect with. And it's really important to connect with the things that can get overlooked, like the buttercups, the violets, the pink lady's slippers, you know, the dandelions. Dandelions are amazing medicine physically. And really, I feel it's important to connect with energies that often get overlooked. So the next couple weeks, buttercup, fairies, your word, keep us posted. Happy Beltane, blessed Beltane. And Sandra, if you want to unmute everybody.
Blessed Beltane.
Blessed Beltane. Yeah. Sandra, you're still muted. Let me see if I can unmute you. Oh, I can't unmute you. I'm really glad y'all were here. That was super fun. Thanks for experimenting and playing with fairies. And welcome to new folks. And hi to everybody.
And the plants, too. Love working with the plants.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. And it's really fun to work with new ones, too. You know, you're not going to sit with most people who call in buttercup at some... I'm going to call it in at, like, ayahuasca ceremony. You know what I'm saying? It's just not... So I think it's fun to try some... And to try some gentle energies. We do a lot of mojo here. So it's nice to have some lightness and some sweetness in that way. And you know, when Deer came through, so much based in gentleness. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just feel like, and very much like a magical fairy thing to have happen. So I really feel like there's confirmation even while we're doing this. When I see animals during the session with you all, or if I'm in private session, I know that's medicine for who I'm working with. So that deer came in for you all, that, you know, those turkeys came in for you all, these energies, these buttercups showed up today for you all. So I really want to honor that. And thanks for getting excited with me about the deer. thank you all for being here. Thank you, Sandra, for hosting.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sandra.
Thank you.